Hey everybody, welcome to JMC Jams. I had something prepared. I said something earlier today, and then now we had to restart the recording. So now it's not going to sound natural at all. So I'm not going to go ahead with that. I'm just going to tell you that today we've got Belén and Nicole, who have just come back from New York. And they're going to tell us all about the New York trip that the Spartan Advertising Club went on. It's our annual thing. It's been going for a number of years now, preceding COVID. So, you know, around for a while. Last season, we actually spoke to the ad club about their hopes for the trip, and now we'll see whether those dreams became a reality. So, with all of that, welcome, Belén, welcome, Nicole, and tell us all about New York.
Nicole, do you want to start? As your first time.
Yes, yeah, so it is my first time going with the ad agency to New York, so seeing all of the ad agencies, it's also my first time going to any.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was really an experience. And the main thing I wanted to take away from it is seeing how those people grew into what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in how they started in college, because right now I'm about to graduate next semester, and it's kind of scary for me to see, like, oh, what do I go into? There's so much, it's so broad, and I felt confused at first. So getting to know them and understand what they went through and how they got to where they were, it's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. And Belén, it took a lot of organizing, right?
Yeah, it was my first time organizing everything by myself, because last year I was with you.
Yeah.
So you was the mentor there, and this time it was all me. But it was easy, and people from agencies, they are always nice to us, to be honest. They always put things easy. So yeah, it was nice. And then during the trip, it was like 17 students, but they behave well.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in jail, no problems. So we can be relaxed now.
I was. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I do like that. There was nobody in jail, thankfully. At least not that you knew of.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Never told me.
I think the beauty of the New York trip, what I've always found, and I've been running New York trips for, like, this is why I'm not doing it anymore, because it was time to give it up. But for so many years now, and trips to other places as well. And I used to find that trips to other places always did involve some level of nervousness about whether students were going to get into trouble or whatever, you know? I mean, because you're in different places and these kinds of things happen. But with New York, never. And I think the reason for it is because there is so much to do. I mean, you give them a packed agenda in terms of, like, the agency visits, but then everything else on top of that. So many places to see, you know, soaking the atmosphere up. That's what I've always loved about that visit. So, I mean, just how many agencies did you have, just to give a perspective?
We visited six this year. Monday it was just one, but then Tuesday was two, and Wednesday was three. So it was a book agenda. And during Monday also, you visited the Met, right?
Yeah, we went to the Metropolitan Museum,
mm-hmm.
and it was really nice because we had that one agency and we kind of got that feel. And then having our own spare time at the Met, it kind of got our creative juices flowing, basically.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm so glad that you went to the Met. I mean, you could spend all day, all week there, right?
It's so big, like,
yeah,
absurdly big, where I went before, but I got lost again.
And what agencies did you go to see this time?
Monday, we went to the One Club.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we went to Brooklyn, Mather and Madwell. It was Brooklyn Day. And then Wednesday, we visited TBWA, WPP, and FCB Global.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wow. Okay, so you kept everything local.
For sections.
That was very good to actually manage to coordinate it like that. Sometimes I remember you've been in Brooklyn at 9 a.m., and then you're going over to Manhattan for like 1, and it's kind of crazy, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And Nicole, which one was your favorite agency?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite was Madwell. It was really nice. The people were so informative, and they had a lot of people there talking to us, so we got to understand, like, other aspects in the agencies. And they also have, like, I forgot what it's called, but it's a manufacturing process where they make their own, like, chairs and builds. And it was so cool to know, because I didn't know it can, like, expand to that.
Yeah, so it's more than just making the ad. You were making other things as well.
Yeah, they're making other things as well, which yeah. is amazing. It's so great.
That was the production department, right?
Yeah.
Of Madwell, it was called Star System, something mm-hmm. like that. And mm-hmm. they produce like a lot of chairs, tables, and everything yeah. for different, yeah.
I think they also did the doll from the Squid Games. Mm-hmm. I think they created one, which is so cool. I was like, that's so out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you go to these places, because, you know, we can give you so much of an experience here, mm-hmm. but to actually see really like the extent of our business out in the real world is something altogether different, you know? So Madwell, they do kind of lots of, they made lots of consumer facing. FCB, did you go to healthcare this year, or was it just their general consumer?
No, it was the general, yeah. And they built like a panel of like pretty young creatives and strategists, and they like were talking to them like one-to-one, and it was super interesting because they didn't have a presentation even. They were just there talking about their personal experiences, and for them it was super great to see like those approaches. It was like kind of different, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very different. It felt more comfortable because of course it's like a corporate. So when we first went there, it was like, oh, it's tense. It feels very tense. But when they got to talking to us, they made us feel very comfortable, something easy to talk to and easy to lean in.
Mm-hmm. And Mother, what did you think about Mother?
Parking lot. I'm going to remember the way. Yeah. I think it was great. It's like a different environment in terms of creativity, for me, I would say.
It mm-hmm. is, yeah, compared to, because Mother and Madwell on the same day, right?
Yeah.
So we went the same day, and it was like completely different aesthetics and how they do their advertising and how they create their community, so.
Yeah, and then you contrast it with WPP, which of course is, you know, it's the parent company for like yeah. so many different ad agencies. Big, it's corporate. And Mother, of course, is creative in the depths of Brooklyn.
Yeah, the WPP was extreme. It felt like, oh my God, this is so much. They had like a panel of people who were talking to us from different agencies that there were, and they also had different roles in their positions. So it was very nice to see. And they started off what they did in college and then what they ended up now.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, what are you planning to do once you graduate?
Well, I'm a creative advertiser, mm-hmm. so I'm still leaning in what I want to do, but I'm excited to explore other opportunities because right now I'm actually working for the Access magazine, so something a little bit different than what I've been doing with Belen on the San Antonio Festival last mm-hmm. semester. Yeah.
Totally different.
And do you see like the trip actually influencing where you think you see yourself in the future?
It did really, but it also gave me like, oh, there's so much more that I didn't expect. And I kind of want to research more about all of the people that I've got to know and see what they're doing and maybe if I want to lean to that or another thing.
Mm-hmm. And Milen, in terms of organizing the whole thing, talk us through the process a little bit. I mean, do you know these people? You may have known some of them from before.
Yeah.
Others, it's almost like relationship building, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a networking because you need to talk to them. You need to schedule, like to set an appointment. You need to take into account their schedule as well. And then you start with the question, which is like, what are we going to do? And it's like, okay, talk about internships, talk about your experiences, and they like ask you questions, and then you need to remind that you are going because that's important. And that's it. Yeah, it's a networking for faculty as well, because you meet like a lot of people, then they are in LinkedIn. We have some from some agencies that were coming here to the area and they were interested in coming to the school at some point. So that's a good opportunity for us, like in general.
Totally. And I think, you know, things like that, we can build something here based upon, you know, these visits, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we can coincide. Maybe we can make a panel talking about an issue that's affecting our business right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of them are alumni,
yeah.
Right? Are they?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question.
No, I don't think they were. No, I met
Lionel.
Well, Lionel, yeah, that's true. But yeah, but that I cannot see him like an alumni right now because it's, but yeah, he studied here, and in fact, he's coming to the area, and he was one of the people interested in coming here to the school and do something with us. So
yeah.
He was super happy to have us there because for him it was something new.
Yeah, and of course he's a global recruiter for.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
FCB.
FCB?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen Lionel in so many different agencies, and he always seems to be moving around, but always moving up as well.
Yeah.
And so for us to have the global recruiter for TBWA Chiat Day as one of our alumni, whose family still lives in the area, honestly, that's such a bonus.
It is.
And so keeping these relationships going are important, you know? Yeah. And then, Nicole, just we have to round things up. Do you see yourself staying in the Bay Area, or do you see yourself heading east?
That's actually a hard question. Me and the other people were, we kind of fell in love with New York, but I kind of do want to stay close to home,
mm-hmm.
but I don't mind going to the East.
I would say go. Just go and try it out, you know? Why not?
Yeah, get a 2x2 apartment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll probably be bigger than what you can afford in the Bay Area anyway, right?
That's true.
So there you go.
Someone's basement.
And of course, internship opportunities as well, like Valen mentioned, you know, that they talked about. I would say that, so you know, jump on those and do them.
Yeah.
So just to finish things off, what would you say to ad club members or even advertising students generally about the trip? Would you say go or don't go next year?
Oh, it's a definitely go.
Uh-huh.
Because as a person who is also kind of struggling, trying to figure out what they want to do in life, going to New York was pretty much life-changing in a sense. Yeah.
No, that's fantastic to hear. And Valen, you're going to do it again.
I have another thing to say. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a good experience for me as well. And it's great to see them like learning from a different approach. So yeah, as many years as I can do it, I will do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has to do it.
She has to do it, exactly. So there you go, Spartans. If you're in the ad club, make sure you go next year. And if you're not in the ad club, but you're an advertising student, then join the ad club and go. Because you have to be a member.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a member. So the meetings are whenever, on Thursday?
One per week. And also they are organizing like a lot of social activities this semester.
Yeah.
So this is the moment, join.
Yeah, and we'll have the ad club back on the jams probably before the end of the semester, so they can repeat all of this again. So thank you both for coming. This has been fantastic. I really missed not going to New York this year. But anyway, I couldn't have been in 10 places at once. So I'm glad to hear that you guys had a good time and you enjoyed it. And it's helped you to really see where you're going to be, you know, as you graduate from here. So thank you both. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you and talk to you next time on JMC Jams.